back to the Goons Podcast, your grandma's fourth favorite podcast on Facebook. Thank you for the introducing Yondu. I appreciate it.
I hate being here.
That's not even a real place, McNasty.
It doesn't have to be. Well, I mean, it's a place in her heart. That's all that matters. So the fourth place in her heart.
My grandma's dead. She doesn't have a heart.
Well, I have two very alive grandmas.
Grandma hearts aren't very strong.
Okay, privileged white male.
grandma hearts are not very strong. That's a good point, Soup.
What does being white have to do with having two alive grandmas?
Okay, you can't understand my struggles.
You're
the consistency
white.
Of purgatory. You have no room to talk.
The consistency of purgatory. Thank you, McNasty.
You look like somebody smeared sour cream on a chair. That's what you are.
Yeah, you are. Let's think of other white things we can call do.
White t-shirt,
yeah.
you are a white t-shirt.
All right, first topic.
You look like the front page white of
pants. White pants from the 1970s.
Soup, you look like an egg with a goatee.
You look like a bird mayonnaise for a year and then took a dump.
Okay, is that all?
I don't know. Is there?
You look like baseball leather.
What?
You look like the background of your current logo in Discord.
You guys all look like sexy mama boys.
All right, I don't know about that one.
I'm sucking lunatic.
Yeah. That's a little bit sus.
Okay, anywho.
welcome back to our dumb podcast where we make fun of each other for... Yes, Frogcast. Sexy frogs. Anyways, I have a good podcast. I have a topic of a podcast currently.
Oh my god! Holy shit!
Sexy frogs.
Why do you guys listen to this?
I know.
That's hilarious.
I would like. Yeah, you. I want you guys to comment down below why. Obviously, if you're listening on Spotify, you can't really comment. But if you're on YouTube watching this. Tell us why you listen to
us. Write it on a piece of paper and ship it to one of us.
Oh, wait. Did I tell you guys that one podcast where we told some guy to shave one of his legs and like, or just anybody in general to shave one of their legs and take a picture and send it to us that I got tagged?
Really?
One of those.
In a naked leg?
Yeah, on Instagram. Someone tagged me in a photo. Them. One of their legs were just bald.
Are you sure it was correlated? Are you sure somebody just didn't want to?
Well, it was like right after we had uploaded that one, so.
I want somebody this time. I want somebody to paint all of their nails in rainbow colors and take a picture and send it to us.
Oh, I'm not tagged in it anymore. Where did it go? Maybe they
actually. Speaking of weird things, yesterday I got a comment on my video from a girl, and she's like, "Do you want a picture of the sole of my prosthetic foot?" And I said yes. And she DM'd me a picture of the sole of her prosthetic foot. So, in case anyone wondering what those look like.
Yeah, you're getting feet. You're getting feet pics from another girl.
It was like a piece of wood with a number on it.
Yeah, but to her it's still a foot, so.
Alright, well, I don't really sexualize ankle hands.
I mean, she's sending a picture of like a dildo. That's, you know, but dildos are fake dicks. It's kind of the same thing. Fake foot, fake cock.
I'm really struggling to connect these dots. I'll be honest.
You're like, oh, well, she sent me a picture of a foot, but it was a fake foot, so it didn't matter. She sent you a picture of a fake cock. That's still like sexual.
I don't think my girlfriend would care if somebody sent a picture of a regular foot. What the fuck?
Why would a girl send you a picture of a real penis?
There's a lot going on. Can we talk about something else?
Why?
That's safe for your DMs only.
Can we talk about something else? I don't want to do the same more.
Okay, I have a good topic I want to start with. What is like the coolest, like most interesting trips you guys have been on? I don't really have any. I haven't really been much places. Probably pretty interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, that should be probably a good one. I've never done acid.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know. I like traveling to conventions. That shit's always fucking fun. Like, true. Those are definitely more interesting than just traveling to, like, I don't know, somewhere tropical or, like, even Europe. Like, I don't know. I just find those are always more interesting. The other ones are usually, like, more relaxing and chill and stuff, but I don't know. PAX always has some weird shit. Yeah, I went to Italy and Greece last year for 2 weeks on a big boat.
And why it was did you pretty only fucking go there? Lit.
I went wherever the boat went.
Oh, it was like a cruise kind of thing.
Yeah. And it just said, hey, we're in Italy. And I said, okay. So I walked around Italy, and then I'd go back on the boat, and then you'd be in Greece. It had like 10 stops, and it was nice, but I wouldn't really consider it like interesting. It was just like, you know, relaxing and chill, but
did you buy anything from there? Like clothes or anything?
Yeah, but I didn't buy anything that I couldn't have bought here. I just thought it'd be cooler to buy something there. Like, I bought two Saint Laurent shirts that you can also buy here, but I bought there because
yeah, but it's cool when you're getting it like
yeah, exactly. It's like these were made over there. Yeah. So yeah, yeah. It's way cooler.
Well, you kind of justify spending extra money when you're on a trip too, because you're like, oh, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be okay.
Well, I've already paid my salary to get here. I might as well spend another one.
Yep.
I don't know. Those aren't very interesting though. They're very generic, boring trips. I mean, not boring, just like relaxing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. PAX and stuff like that is probably the most interesting.
Well, I mean, is there anything at PAX that you did that was like out of the ordinary? Not just like, oh, I hung out with my friends and got drunk.
Not really out of the ordinary, but like anything the Misfits are involved in always gets pretty fucking hectic.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had a San Diego TwitchCon party, and I knew it was going to be
camera got stolen or something.
Yeah. The whole fucking conspiracy theory bucks went on, but like I knew it was going to be a pretty interesting night when they literally had weed ordered to the house, and they had like dudes in like army vehicles drop it off, massive piles of weed. I was like, oh boy, this is going to be something. And yeah, it was a fucking mess. There was like way too many people there, and then somebody shot porn upstairs in the gym, and we walked in on that, and there was just titties there.
I'm hearing about that.
Yeah, that was they talked about it on their podcast. All right, so they talked about it on their podcast, so I'm sure a lot of people have already heard it, so I'll just give the spark notes. Essentially, these dudes walked in, and they were all just wearing black shirts and black jeans, and I didn't see them walk in. Box so told me about thing. This. No. Okay. What? All right, and then later, two dudes walked in. One had a camera, and the other one was just like with him walking around. So we thought they were just like content creators, but nobody knew who they were. Then this guy grabbed the pamphlet of like the house. Like when you rent it through Airbnb, it just has like a pamphlet of all the like amenities that are in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking around with it. And I think it was Swagger that asked him who he was. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm the DJ. Like Ryan had me come in. And everyone was like, all right, whatever. But then like 15 fucking girls came in, and no one knew who they were. And they went right upstairs into the gym. Bucks was tweaking. He was like freaking out, coming up with all these fucking conspiracy theories. So he's telling Fitz, and I was sitting with Fitz, John, and Smitty, and we went upstairs and like opened the door. And Fitz was the first one to walk in, and he's like 7 foot a million, so he's pretty intimidating. So he walked in, and there was this like tits out, and these girls making out, and two dudes filming. And he was just like, what the fuck's going on here? And then for some reason Swagger was the one that actually, you know, yelled at them and shit, but not much else happened from that. But it was just fucking weird, just an odd place. And then they had this cool ass fucking you could walk up to the top of the house that they rented.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone was just like smoking up there and stuff, and you could literally see Tijuana, Mexico from their like little,
that's wild,
like roof thing. Yeah, it's pretty fucking sick, to be honest. I've never like been that close to Mexico without being in it, so I don't know. That's weird from someone who's like from Canada. You don't really see Mexico here, obviously.
Yeah, I had sex with a Latina chick one time. That's pretty much how I felt.
Wait, what?
It's about as close to Mexico as I can get without actually being in it.
I stuck my dick in a microwave burrito, and I thought that was pretty close to being in Mexico.
This is what Mexico's like? This is great.
Fucking sick.
Like, I got some fire sauce from Taco Bell once. That's about as close as I've been to Mexico.
That butt chug tequila.
Oh man, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Butt chugging anything would fuck you up.
Butt chugging
water.
You butt chug anything.
You absorb it faster that way.
Yeah.
People, you guys ever watch A Thousand Ways to Die growing up?
Mm-hmm. I used to love that show.
Jacuzzi butt?
I watched this one episode where this guy had like some surgery done in his mouth where he couldn't like drink anything.
Oh. What the?
And or something like that. Like he couldn't eat or drink for like a day, but he was such a raging alcoholic that he wanted to drink, and he got his wife to like funnel alcohol up his ass, and he fucking died.
Wow. I mean, that wife's a keeper though. What a hell of a gem.
Well, I mean,
well, not anymore. She's a widow.
She's widowed.
Well, she, widow. You know, she was great for a little bit, but
man, sure, about a day.
Dude, that's actually fucked. I can't imagine being addicted to anything enough where I'd like want to put it in my ass.
So what kind of a charge do you get for that? Dude, like manslaughter? Shut up.
Yeah, is that
I don't know if she got in trouble. I mean, he was like, he wanted to have alcohol up his ass, so I mean, it's not
yeah, but she actually
her fault. Like, I mean, I don't yeah, like, she wasn't doing it with the intent to fucking kill him, so
well, that's what manslaughter is.
It's assisted yeah. suicide.
Yeah.
I don't,
but that, well, I don't know. I don't think any of us are even qualified to even say the word lawyer out loud, so I don't think we
they
really
just,
have
they would just assume that you're too idea. Stupid to know that, so they probably just let you off.
If you say it with enough confidence, people will believe you.
So what if someone was like, hey, dude, give me a handshake, and I shook their hand, and it ripped out of their body, and they bled out and died? Would I be in trouble?
Yes.
I don't. Depends how hard you pulled, I guess, or if it was like prosthetic or like freshly sewed back on after a severe incident.
And he's out there shaking people's hands. That's
how could
him.
You get in trouble if your husband came up to you and said, listen, I want a drink, put alcohol in my asshole, and they died? That's not your fault.
Yeah, definitely not.
But I don't know the fucking logistics of this.
Do any lawyers watch us? If you're a lawyer and you watch us, let us know down below.
No, that's our comment section is famous for being mostly lawyers and doctors.
Yeah, a bunch of intellectuals and
doctors and lawyers,
PhD holders. Yes.
That's literally the furthest thing from our fucking views.
Okay, before we stray off a little too far, I still want to hear Soup and Dew's cool trip stories.
I've just had a bunch of like family vacations, really.
Well, I know you went to Washington that one time with your friends.
Oh, I did. I mean, yeah, we didn't do anything like super crazy or anything. We just stayed in Airbnb and drank the whole weekend. Yeah, yeah, your typical weekend with friends.
That's the best part about traveling with friends.
You just get fucked up.
You just get hammered. Yeah. And then it's been a week and you forget anything that happened.
Yeah, for some reason it was a lot more fun to get drunk when you're like out of town. I don't know why.
Yeah,
because you have no responsibilities.
Yeah,
like, I mean, you don't have to clean up anything where you're staying, and you can just fucking go ape.
Can eat a frozen pizza pocket at 4 a.m. because you're really fucking high.
Yeah, we went to Denny's at like 5 a.m. just because.
Didn't even thought, just ate a frozen pizza pocket right out the bag.
Might break your teeth if you try to do that.
No, it was like, so Pizza Pockets hit me up and they're like, hey, heard you're at PAX. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, they're going to give you a care package. And I was like, sick. And I thought they'd drop off like two boxes and there's like fucking 20. I was like, bro, it's just me and Grizzy. Like, we don't even have a microwave. So they just fucking thawed out. I just ate like this half mushed piece of bread
thing.
Like,
oh, gross.
It was so nasty. I was just like
room temperature one.
I was just fucking drunk as shit, and I needed a snack. Because he ate all of the chips. So
speaking of which, do you guys ever like peel the frozen cheese off of a pizza before you put it in the oven and eat that shit?
No,
it's so good. Not all of it, just like you take some of it off. I'm not saying you like de-cheese the pizza.
Are you eating frozen cheese?
Because it's good. All right, comment section, let me know. You have a lot to talk about. You guys have a lot of homework this podcast. Let us know if you eat frozen cheese.
I have a good story.
Nasty. That's like a cheese
I have a great
popsicle.
Story, dude. It's all right, good. So listen, I don't have any, like, I have cool trip stories.
Why
but,
wouldn't
like,
you like a popsicle, Canadian?
Let him talk, you white bitch!
Hey! I have a cheese story! Damn it!
Oh, what is it? Tell me!
I've never heard anybody scream that before.
Everyone stop what you're doing!
He's like a weirdo.
Cars park!
All right, go ahead with your cheese story.
My story with cheese is this. Like, I want us to talk about bad experiences that we've had, like, at the doctor or dentist, because I've had a couple of them. But one of my first bad experiences as a kid with the doctor was that I was at my grandmother's when I was, like, 5 or 6. And you don't know anything about the human body when you're that old, yeah. You know? And I was, like, by myself for the most part. Like, my grandmother was just kind of, you know, watching TV or whatever. You know how... No, my grandmother was not a drug user. But, like, grandmothers want you to be fed and full. Like, that's what they're notorious for.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just like, what? It's a fucking food free-for-all at grandma's.
Pretty much.
And I had just found out that day that you can eat sliced cheese not on a sandwich. I was a fucking kid, so, like, I just didn't know. And so, like, I was eating Kraft singles. Probably had 5 or 6, maybe more. I had so many fucking Kraft singles, dude. And I wasn't knowing that it could, like, cause you to be constipated, because I just did not know that was a thing. Uh-huh. So after eating an ungodly amount of fucking Kraft singles with no supervision, I called my mom and I was like, my stomach feels like there's rocks in it, and it hurts so bad, like sharp, piercing pain. And she was just like, well, what have you ate? And I was like, well, I had like 20 fucking slices of cheese, so.
Holy
shit. Did you say 20 fucking, like, slices of cheese to your mom?
She was just like, you're a dumbass. So I had to go to the hospital and fucking get butt ass naked in front of a doctor, and he had to put an enema up my ass.
Oh, the best.
Dude.
God.
Yeah, it was.
I said that was sarcasm.
And the doctor. It was pretty funny because I was so little. The doctor was just like, how are you feeling after a few minutes of that he did it? And I was just like,
I feel like I had a freaking stick up my butt.
The doctor thought that was like the funniest shit ever.
I can totally imagine you having an accent like that at the age of 5.
I shit, yeah. Cheese in my fucking colon.
Yeah, and then I shit out like big old brown, yellow rocks, and everything was good.
Oh, that, yeah.
That is an awful cheese story. I'm really upset you made us stop talking to tell us about your brown yellow rocks. Dude,
well, do you have a better story, Blarg? Because I can imagine your stupid free healthcare Canadian ass does.
I threw cheese on my dog.
And you got famous for it. Yeah,
that's right. I got famous for it. I got on daytime television because I threw cheese on a bewildered animal. Guy didn't know what the fuck was happening. He was just eating dinner and I threw a fucking cheese at him.
That's real abusive.
And right on his back.
Dude,
there was actually so many people that were like, this is not funny and you're an abusive pet owner. It's like, oh yeah, no, I pretty much broke his fucking spine there with that half an ounce slice of cheese.
On the floor.
It just dies.
Just explodes.
Severe concussion.
Like fire for some reason.
I didn't throw a pound of fucking uncut cheddar at him. It was like a one single slice.
So, like, you literally just started, like, recording on your phone and threw a slice of cheese and you ended up, like, going viral.
That was something that, like, I always did. I don't know why. Ever since I was a kid, I found it fucking hilarious when cheese stuck to shit. Like, even on my Twitter.
Yeah. If you go back, sticky too.
Yeah, if you go back on my, like, Twitter from, like, 2017 and 16 and stuff, there's, like, videos of me just, like, literally, like, trick-shotting cheese slices across my house.
Dude, that would be a cool video idea. We should do, like cheese trick shots.
Like, cheese trick shot Olympics. Yeah.
All right, people listening, show us your best cheese trick shots.
Yeah.
Tweet it at us.
I want to see somebody, like, ladder stall YY a Kraft single. I switch it out for mozzarella or some shit.
I 360'd my dog in the face with a Kraft single. That was a good one.
So it was really just a matter of time until you got famous, man.
Until one
and
of them
you gave
off,
me
yeah.
so much shit for throwing my cat by its tail.
Yeah, and you're and just throwing you food at your all
right.
animals
okay,
all the time.
Okay, that's a slice of cheese. I didn't fucking so long gay Bowser a fucking animal over a fence. It's like this little harmless ass piece of cheese. Like, fuck, it's not the same as throwing an animal.
Yeah, but like cats land on their feet after falling like 80 stories. So
okay, the cheese landed on my dog, and he was fine.
Yeah, but
was he?
Well, he's dead now. I don't know. He's
yeah,
dead now.
Yeah, he's so going to be know. Afraid of cheese for the rest of his life. Thanks
he's,
to
his life's gone. He's not even.
Because you killed him, Blarg. I knew it.
He's in Olaf's hands now.
All right. Does anybody have any other awesome cheese stories?
I used to eat cheese a lot when I was younger.
Awesome cheese.
This isn't the topic we came up, by the way, before the podcast. This is
definitely a pre-thought-up podcast topic. What's your favorite cheese-related story you have? Episode 5000, that's what we're going to be on.
I used to eat cheese a lot when I was younger, but I never got constipated from it. I don't know why. I've convinced myself lately that I feel like I have just steel bowels. Like, you guys know, when we're recording, I have to shit. It takes me like 45 seconds to shit and come back in the room.
Yo, this dude only has to wipe his bunghole like once, too.
Usually twice. Twice is my going rate.
Unless my going
rate. That's insane.
Unless it's just like wildly sloppy shit, but it never is. Just I have pretty good like bowel movements.
It's solid, I wipe about smooth. Four or five times on average.
That blows my mind. Five to ten. Trying to
start
for me.
A fire in there.
That blows my mind.
Like 5 to 10?
Yeah, yeah. No,
you go throw a full roll toilet paper per session.
I don't even like rip sheets off. I just grab the tube and just start wet sticking it in my cheeks.
Just scrape it out with the whole roll.
I like to make it all wet first. Dunk it in the toilet and wrap with
okay,
it.
Okay.
Bro, I took a trip to New York 1 year and I was there for about a week, and I did not shit for the entire week, which, as Why? You know, I got hella constipated. Maybe from cheese, I don't remember. But
all comes cheese. Back to fucking cheese, man.
top 10 cheese moments, number one. No, but when I came back, we went to like a like an Olive Garden or someplace, and for some reason... What?
Oh, you said an Olive Garden.
Yeah, it's a Muslim safe space. But no, it was we went to an Olive Garden and an entire week's worth of shit came out in that bathroom, and I feel really sorry for the man who had to clean up after me because it was on the walls, it was on the seat,
what?
It was on the floor.
Dude, how did you get on the walls? Like, are you not joking?
No, I'm not kidding. It was like on the back of the toilet.
Were you like,
I didn't sit
you, like,
down in time.
The days on the wall of the last time you did it, like, sit down in time.
I didn't sit down in time, bro.
I just imagine you like wiping so fast, just flings everywhere.
Just like
just shoots up your back and hair.
I'm just like helicoptering the toilet paper.
One time I had to go shit in a Hardee's. And they had a massive mirror on the like other end of the stall, so you could sit there and just look at yourself in the mirror while you're taking shit. And I was like, "Who the fuck thought it was a good idea to put a mirror here? Like, I'm looking myself in the eyes while I'm wiping my ass. It's so odd, but it's the best picture I've ever taken of myself.
Is that your Tinder profile picture? Just you fucking wiping.
I would actually like to see what my like shitting face looks like.
You have a shitting face?
I feel like everybody like kind of squints or like meh, when you're taking a shit. You don't just sit there and just
vein pops out.
Look open straight and don't move and just just shitting.
No emotion.
Just a 500 mile Vietnam stare.
Comment down below what your shit face looks like.
Have you guys ever had an enema put in or whatever they're called? No. Is it an enema? I don't know what it is.
Isn't that when they shoot water up your ass or something?
Yeah. I had like a little. It was like a little pill or something.
Like a prophylactic
tablet
that you put in your butt.
Prophylactic, yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, a little medicine. Pill. He just fucking right up my tutor.
Yeah, enemas are like bags of hot water in like a tube. And they just squirt it into your
why
back pussy.
What is the point of that though?
An enema is to break up constipation and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well, really? they didn't shoot nothing up there,
except for a pill.
Except for a hot load.
Whoa. Okay, he was 5.
Wait, that story still okay? I thought
turn me to the man
topic.
I was today.
I don't ever think
to
that
office
doctor.
Of the church.
Went to see my priest. He helped me out.
You go see a priest for constipation.
He just tells you to do like 14 Hail Marys.
Oh, fuck the shit demon out of you.
All right. Well, do you guys have any like bad doctor stories or anything? Because I have a couple.
Did I talk about my wisdom teeth on the podcast before?
No.
Have I told you guys that story?
I don't remember if you did or not.
All right. I apologize if I already did. But so when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, they were pretty much, for the most part, they were like fully buried. Like my top ones were coming out a little bit, but my bottom two were like growing sideways. So they're starting to crowd my bottom teeth. So normally when they're that bad, they fully put you under. But instead of fully putting me under, they just gave me like a local anesthesia, I think it's called, or whatever, where they like just basically inject my gums with a numbing thing. But I was wide awake for it. And I had my eyes closed because obviously I didn't really want to keep them open while the doctor was just like, you know, trying to fucking take my teeth out. But I heard this fucking drill going and I opened my eyes to see what was going on. And one doctor had the drill going into my mouth, and the other doctor had literally, like, it looked like a fucking pair of, like, pliers. And he had his leg up on the fucking table, like, straddling.
Like leverage.
And, yeah. And he just fucking shoves it in my mouth, and that he squeezes it, like, I, like, hear my teeth cracking while the other girl's in there just sawing away at my gums. And I was wide awake just, like, listening to all of this.
Oh, my God.
And then just, like, to put a little cherry on top. As he pulled, my fucking tooth split in half. Oh. Half of it was still on his little fucking pliers, and the other half flew up and landed on my fucking forehead. So I just had this bloody ass half a tooth sitting on my forehead, and I couldn't move. I was just sitting there.
It's like a Dude Perfect trick.
trick-shotting this kid's fucking tooth onto his big fucking forehead. And it was such a shit experience. Just being able to hear and like see everything was just brutal. That was definitely my worst experience with a doctor dentist.
The only really thing I can think of that I've had is like I've had a doctor that I just could not understand for the life of me.
Oh, that's
like he was like very, very Ethiopian doctor. And I would go there.
You have stage 4 cancer and just have no idea. You're just smiling at him.
I'd be sitting there with my mouth open with like those little things that prevent you from closing your mouth. And he's like, boy, yeah. I didn't mean to know what. And I'm like,
he did not click at you. There's no way this guy clicked at you.
But his accent was so strong, I could not understand it. And my mouth opened, so I'm like,
clicks at you. You should run, bro.
Well, I'm just sitting there like, huh? And he's like, ooh, but a booyah. I'm just like, I don't know. Just noises back and forth at each other.
God, just screaming noises at him because you don't know what to do. I just imagine you sitting there doing that. Holy shit.
Just freaking out because he can't understand.
He's like fucking OP from Family Guy.
I had one of his worst fucking experiences with the dentist whenever I was a kid. What were you saying, dude?
Oh, no. You go ahead. It was something stupid.
Yeah, everything you say is stupid. Anyway, so I used to have this expander on the roof of my mouth.
Oh, I had that too.
Yeah, where you have an to expander? Put the key. You put the key in
and
it.
And you turn it, and it spreads it or pulls it closer. Well, yep.
My key, like what? You suck hold it in on. The top.
I need that wait, explained. Wait.
Are you having like a headset of braces or something?
No. What are we talking about here? It literally looks like,
kind of looks like a retainer.
Kind of looks like the letter X almost. Like
mine looked like a retainer.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad.
But
yeah, it's essentially just a piece of steel that wraps around both your teeth, and like you turn it and it pushes them further apart or brings them closer together slowly.
Well,
it
see, mine was for my whole top row of teeth.
Oh, fuck that. So, mine is only my molars.
Yeah, mine was my whole top row. And because I guess like my teeth were just too close. I don't know, fucking whatever. But anyway, like that shit was fucking awful, dude. So they had to like get a mold of your mouth. Mm-hmm. And to do that, they get these like little trays that they stick in the roof of your mouth and they fill it all the way the fuck up with like this purple looking paste. and they fucking shove it. It is so huge, nasty. It's like you're taking a big fucking black cock in your mouth. It's so big. It's like, you just cannot fit it in.
No, it feels like somebody put an entire container of whipped cream in your mouth.
Yes.
Except it tastes like dog ass.
Yeah, it tastes like shit, and it's so uncomfortable. I could never be gay even if I wanted to, because I have the worst gag. I have the worst gag reflexes in mankind. So they stuck this mold thing in my mouth. They stuck this mold thing in my mouth, and I was just like hyping myself up, you know, breathing like, I can do this, I can do this, I'll be fine. They stick it in. I'm projectile vomiting over the top of the mold. And like vomiting. I'm like vomiting all over the dentist's like arm. It's getting everywhere, dude. And I had grits for breakfast. So it's just like grits and bacon.
Grits.
Just grits, bacon, and eggs just getting all over this dude's arm.
You could have like drowned on your own vomit.
It was awful, man. And then I got my expander put in. And there's a key that they stick in the top of the thing, and they push it back like towards the back of your throat to make it expand. Mm-hmm. So there's this little key going in the roof of your mouth, and then they push it back. And the little key. Well, I'm laying on my back, right, and I'm freaking out because I just got it put in, and this fucking nurse has this big ass light in my face, and I'm laying on my back, and she's like, "All right, we're gonna make it expand real quick." And this key, obviously, if you let go of this key, it's gonna fall down my throat, and I'm gonna die. So, they have a strap on the back of this key that you're supposed to put around your wrist like a Wii remote, you know. And this nurse sticks it in the top of my mouth and is pushing backwards to try and make it expand, but nothing happens. And I can like tell that she's struggling to do it. And then you just hear like this cling. And she has a mask on, but I can see her eyes get so fucking wide. Cause I knew she fucked up. And I was like, God. Oh fuck. She didn't have the strap on this key. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I'm going to die. I'm going to choke to death. I'm like frozen still. And then she's just like, oh, there it is. Somehow it ended up on my chest. Don't know how.
Oh, shit.
It flung from out of my mouth onto my chest. Dude, I thought I was going to choke
death.
That's a
dude perfect trick right there. Just things flinging out of my mouth.
Every story dentist reminded is a me dude of that. Perfect.
It was a little metal key, too, dude. That would have fucked my throat up.
The doctor's just like launching a basketball across a football field into a hoop. He's fixing your teeth.
Do you guys ever have any like really fucking weird doctors? I had one, so
yeah,
I don't know if you guys have seen. Okay, other than that, well, he's not weird. He's just fucking Ethiopian.
Yeah, but, just like a different language.
I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of me from like 2 years ago. I used to have a mole to the right of my mouth, mm-hmm. Just like just below my mouth. And when I went to get that removed, there was like, I don't know. She was pretty young, and I think she was just trying to like make it not feel menacing, but I already wasn't very nervous about it. All they do is like basically inject around that area and literally slice it off and then cauterize it. So I really wasn't nervous or anything because like, I don't know, there's nothing that could potentially fuck up and get me, you know, like deathly ill or some shit. So, but she did it, whatever, not a big deal. Hurt a little bit, but not that bad. But what was really fucking weird is when she went to cauterize it, she like, so she could directly see my face, she like pretty much straddled over where I was sitting. And that wasn't that big of a deal. I was kind of like, all right, it's a little weird, but whatever. But as she's fucking cauterizing my face, just like burning my flesh and hair, she's just like, oh, I do love that smell in the morning. And just kept going.
Oh, God.
I was so fucking, dude, I
as
was
you're getting straddled.
As I'm getting straddled and literally my face is being melted. Like it smelled.
How did
so,
you not
I don't
get
know
a boner?
I don't know if you've. I've never been more flaccid. I wanted to get the fuck out of there. Like I know she was just trying to be like, ha, you know, funny joke. But I was like, nah, I need to fucking leave. This is fucked. Like I don't know if you've ever smelled like human hair being burnt.
Yes,
but it is.
Yes, I have. It's
absolutely awful. Disgusting. And she just literally just a. Like a deep whiff. Just like, I need to fucking get out of here. Yeah, that shit was odd. Doctors are a different fucking breed, man.
She probably left that office and then went and stole 101 Dalmatians.
What?
Nobody's seen 101 Dalmatians? Sorry, you guys are fucking uncultured swine.
I've seen it. I just have no fucking clue.
The villain from the movie. Really terrible joke.
This Corilla DeVille, whatever her name is. Is she a doctor?
Yeah, I don't know. She's an evil villain that steals dogs.
That bit didn't work out very well for you. I don't like you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Any other interesting doctor or dentist stories from anybody?
Or Disney villains?
No, I think
my dentist stuff's been like normal. I still have all like my wisdom teeth.
Me too.
All, like, normal looking same. And like, and they're all in. So I never had to have them taken out.
I have one that's sideways.
In yet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're like 12.
I have one of them that's sideways, but it's not impacting my teeth.
And it's been 22 years old. For anyone wondering.
22. No, not really.
Yeah, would you believe... I almost said chat. would you guys believe... Would you guys believe that Soup is the youngest out of all of us? Well, other than Grizzly.
Well, they don't know what y'all fucking look like, so what are you even trying to say?
Yeah, no, it's just... I don't know. It's just weird.
Two out of four of us are anonymous little fucking losers.
I mean, with the context of what we all look like, I would think Soup is not the youngest, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But Soup, they don't know what you fucking retards look like.
Soup looks like a 39-year-old dad to me at all points in time. Not a bad-looking 39-year-old dad.
You look like a massive loser.
God, bring a gun to a knife fight, Jesus.
Dude, can I talk about your hot video?
What hot video? Your face swap? Oh, yeah.
Dude is trying to like make us play for the other team.
Is it working?
Fucking erect. When your face was on Kylie Jenner, I was about to give it all up.
For context, there's this app going around right now called like Reface or something where it's really good.
Reface.
Did I say it like that? You just take a picture of yourself and it puts your face on like any GIF or video and it does a really good job. It's like, it looks real as hell. So I put my face on Cardi B's WAP and man, I had some tickled bitties.
For everyone. You were all of them.
Yes, I was all the bitches.
I'd look at tits and I'd be like, wow, awesome. And then it'd pan up to your face and I'm like, oh my God, I'm even more hard now. That's awesome.
Hey. Hey.
I did jerk off to it.
I did twice.
And then you guys are welcome. I saw it in my pants.
You're welcome, guys.
I'm coming right now thinking about it.
Yeah.
I also filled my diaper.
I've actually been jerking off this entire podcast.
Anyway,
that is finished.
Okay, can we talk about next topic that isn't Soup finishing?
All right,
I will read the next
that's
topic.
That's my topic transition.
That's really bad.
So you're like Batman scene transition.
I like the one Soup came up with. If you guys had any really bad haircuts.
Yes.
Explain.
In 2009.
I'm not going first.
You probably had a bowl cut.
I had a bowl cut when I was younger.
Bowl cuts were younger like a thing still? To have for a short amount of time, though. Like, as a kid, that was like a thing to have as a bowl cut.
Yeah, but it's still ugly as hell.
Oh, yeah, when you look back on it now, but when you were young, it was like, oh, bowl cut?
Like all over a tree.
Yeah. But yeah, I think every kid... Not now, but every kid that
never
like,
had a bowl cut
around that time. Oh, well, it's probably because you're from a different century.
What?
Yeah. Aren't you a future travelist guy?
I had like a bowl cut, but not like not where it was like straight across, like you know, like the like bowl cut 2.0, basically.
Wait, so was Justin like a Bieber. Helmet?
Yeah, like kind of like the Bieber haircut, but it annoyed me when everyone was like, "Oh, you got the Justin Bieber hair."
Because you did have Bieber hair.
But I got my hair cut like that whenever I was really young before Justin Bieber was a thing, and I got it cut like that because I thought Drake Bell was cool because his hair.
He did kind of have the original Justin Bieber haircut.
Yeah, it annoyed me when everyone was like Bieber. I was like, dude, fucking Drake Bell is why I cut my hair like that.
Yeah, if your hair's like medium length at all,
Drake Bell is cooler than Bieber. Anyway, dude.
Oh yeah,
Drake Bell beats women.
Exactly. Wow. That's why he's cooler than Bieber.
That's why he's not.
Do you think
I
wanted his haircut? Yeah. And he plays guitar. But no. Anytime you have like semi-medium length hair, everybody's just like, "Oh, you got Bieber hair." Yeah. So you can't escape that.
Gross. I'd never had Bieber hair, although I did, which a lot of people still find very hard to believe. I had a fucking massive afro.
Huh?
Like, I had a massive afro. Like, it was huge.
A mafro?
A mafro. Matt with an afro. I don't know if I have any pictures of it, but every once in a while, one of my old high school buddies will randomly tweet it out, and I'll always retweet it when I see it. I'm sure somebody in the comments section probably fucking has it, because I know Ash tweeted it out once, but yeah, I had like it was literally like 5 inches off my head. Like it was pretty big.
Damn,
it was pretty significant.
I don't think anything can compete with Grizzy's afro, though. That shit's wild.
No, dude, like it was literally bigger than Grizzy's afro.
I don't know about that one. Have you seen that picture of him where like...
I'll find a picture.
Have you seen that picture of him where he's like...
I don't know if it's as thick as Grizzy's afro, but when I combed it up and like fucking
like fully
gave it a little tugs, yeah, it was fucking... Dude, that thing... It was so fucking ugly, but it got me so many girls at the time. Literally, like, sit there at lunchtime, and, like, three girls would just come up and start, like, playing with my hair. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be my in. And then I start talking to them.
And they tried to it suck your fucking... dick while you're playing Mario Kart.
And they're like, nah. As soon as you start talking, they're like, yeah,
hi, my name's Matt now. Gone.
Yeah.
No, it was always, like, girls are, like, someone new. It was never just, like, a random stranger at the mall would just come up and, like, touch my afro, but... It was like, you know, just like high school kind of shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. It was so fucking ugly, though.
I had a really bad fucking haircut one time. Because I went with my dad, and Southern dads don't give a shit. They're just like, fucking do whatever. You know, like,
shave his head.
He don't need no fucking hair. Shave his head. But, like, I went and, you know, some shitty ass barbershop. I don't even know why I did it. But my hair in the front was cut straight across, but it wasn't.
Oh, man.
Dude, it wasn't even straight though. It was like slanted. It was probably like a $3 haircut. And I went to the bathroom and fucking cried, dude. I bawled my eyes out because I looked in the mirror and I was just like, dude, I'm gonna get roasted so hard at school. Because that's the word. You like whenever you get a haircut and you're in school, it's just like you know your friends are gonna shit on you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like my friends are just gonna shit on me for this.
My parents had me let me skip school once for like 4 days after a really bad haircut. Cause it was my fucking dad's fault. No, it was my mom's fault.
It's always dad's, dude. It was probably
Pretty sure it was my mom that time. No, you're right. It was my dad. We went to, it was a shitty ass place, and we went to a different place than I used to like going to. They were closed. Same. So like he brought me in. And there's a little chart, like it was one of those places where you're just supposed to like go in, pick a number and shut the fuck up and let them, you know, make your hair one of the 7 picks or whatever. And normally they would just like trim my hair. And this lady got the buzzer out, so I knew something was up right away. And I was like first year grade 9. So I was like, you know, you gotta be cool as fuck then. Otherwise you're just getting flamed and your confidence for the rest of high school is done. So I was already like, nah, something's up here. Like that ain't right. Normally those don't come out. They just use scissors. And like my head compared to the rest of my body is pretty small. So I hated when my hair was super short. And she literally buzzed all of it, but left the top super fucking long. But it wasn't like, you know how people do that now where it's like trendy, have like this undercut. Yeah. It was just bad. Like it was like not even. Like my hair was like super like I don't know, it was like straight down, and it just like, I don't know, it looked like somebody just dropped somebody else's hair on a bald guy.
You just had like curtains hanging down on your forehead and everything else
was
shaved?
Literally that. And I fucking, we just got up, left, I didn't say a word the whole car ride home. I just fucking went in my room and I just thought about life. And before that I never wore hats. And I just got a bunch of hats that we had for winter, and I just started trying them all on to see what hats I could wear to school. And I just woke up the next day and was like, Mom, I'm not going to school. I look too stupid. She let me stay home for like 4 days.
She was like, yeah, you do, son. Stay
home. Yeah.
She probably saved your life, bro.
Yeah. Honestly, my mom saved me from getting flamed for like 4 years.
I wasn't allowed to wear hats to school.
Yeah, I mean,
neither were we. Since you were in Canada, I guess maybe the cold.
No,
it's probably a matter of life and death up there.
Mather.
Life and dude, scarves got banned at our school. My school.
Really?
I had a stroke. Yeah, we weren't allowed to wear scarves, which I didn't anyway. But like girls, they weren't allowed to wear them. Because I guess schools in the South hate Muslims. He looked like a Muslim.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Was it one of those?
You're like a goddamn jihadist. Take that scarf off, girl. Cover up your ankles.
That would not fly.
I would imagine maybe it's like so that like kids couldn't get away with having like hickeys or something. I can't think of a reason.
That's weird. Why? Who would care about a kid's hickey? Like, who would pay attention to a kid's hickey? That's weird. Like a high school kid.
I guess
the adult that caused it.
Yeah. The gym teacher.
Which, speaking of, the cop that worked at my school got arrested for fucking a kid in his office.
So oh,
could be what the hell?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. That shit happens.
So you guys won't know who this guy is, but a lot of Canadians will. For the 9 of us that watch the podcast, there's this. You guys have to learn Spanish, right, in your schools?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have French.
So we had to learn French, and when we were in grade school, and there's this guy named ATN, and he was like, every fucking school made you watch ATN videos, and he would like teach you the fucking alphabet, and he'd like make songs out of verbs and shit, and it was really fucking whack.
Like a Wiggles,
but he was actually. Yeah, he was literally like the Wiggles, but everyone in fucking at least Ontario had to watch this fucking guy sing. And he was actually my grade 9 French teacher. And I was so stoked because I was like, holy fuck, this guy's like a celebrity to me. And like, I don't know, I thought that was crazy cool. And then after like the first month, we realized like after every class a police officer would come in and like talk to him. We always trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. Apparently he was just like a raging alcoholic who got in trouble for being drunk while teaching the kids.
So, like, God, that's awesome.
The fame of being a French singing verb guy got to him. He would get drunk teaching.
My so fifth grade teacher literally had so a gun lit. In class.
What?
That's not that that's not that abnormal now.
Nah.
There's teachers who carry now, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, or at least they were talking about doing it because all the shootings and stuff. But
God, when we were younger, like,
that was weird though.
Imagine talking in class and the teacher just pulls out the strap. They don't even tell you to stop. You know, they just point a fucking Glock at your face.
We never seen it, but it was always like a rumor with the parents. It was just like, yeah, he has a gun in there just in case anybody comes in to try and like hurt
just
the kids.
Just in case anybody doesn't do their homework.
I mean, that's okay. That's a little excessive.
It's like scare you into doing your work.
I would probably have done my homework in high school if somebody put a gun in my fucking head. So
all teachers carry a gun if you don't do your work.
Yeah.
You guys had locker partners, right? When you were in school?
Locker partners? We just had our own.
Yeah, so like I guess maybe there were
jail.
It really does.
No, like I guess there were too many kids and not enough lockers, so we had to share a locker with another student when I was in sixth grade. And I got to share the locker with this retard, and I mean that literally.
Like
literally, yeah. And this kid, so like I would bring, you guys ever had Andy Cap's like hot fries before?
No.
They're like.
I had like the Cheeto hot fries.
Oh, it's kind of like that. They're like little like cheese puff, like French fry looking things, but they're like really
spicy.
Dude
with the big nose, red hat.
I know. Yeah, and he's like throwing one in his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I used to bring those as like a snack, and this dude, this retard, he would sit in class.
Okay, you're really making a point that he's retarded. We get it.
Well, because he would sit in class and he would literally dig in his bunghole and sniff his fingers. And I would go into my locker later and I would find half of my hot cap, my hot fries, just eaten.
With doo-doo fingers. Dude, I bet he got fecal matter all over your stuff.
Yeah.
You has eaten so much tarred shit.
You've honestly probably eaten autism kid shit. Like,
yeah, well, that's probably why I absorbed his powers.
Does that make it worse than regular kid shit? I ate autism kid shit.
Yeah, it was. I hated that entire year of school because every snack I brought to school I knew was gonna have like retard shit.
Just, like, in it. Keep it in your backpack or something.
No, I did. I kept it in my like a lunchbox in my backpack. And he went. He knew that I had them, so he went digging in all my stuff.
On my backpack.
I honestly should have, but
like, reported that to the principal or something. Like, yeah, this dude's eating all my food.
So what do you?
You should have just bashed his head in the locker.
Okay.
Would have made him stronger. Yeah, so I hated that entire
year. The real question is, why did you have a special person in class with you? Were you?
If I were you, I would have shit in one of his textbooks and just smeared it everywhere. just get him back.
Yeah, just shit it and just slam the book. Slam it close.
No, he wasn't like super special needs, like actual, like he needs someone to.
So well, he was kind of like you a little bit.
Yeah, he was kind of like me, just like on the spectrum.
That's why you guys shared a locker.
You guys wore helmets to school too, right?
Of course.
Yep.
Okay, just check it. That's good. All right. Yeah, no, but sometimes there was some of the slower kids just in the regular classrooms that were like kind of able to keep up, but like not too far gone.
This was like,
yeah, they can handle it.
Looking back, this was super, super, super fucked. But back when I was in grade school, like when you're in like grade school, they kind of just we had a kid that was like very like he was very autistic. Like he definitely needed helpers and stuff all the time. And we had a substitute teacher. And
why did that make you laugh? That he needs help.
We had a substitute teacher, and the very autistic kid wasn't there. But during that class, the autistic kid got to play computer games. So my friend, I'll call him Jay, my friend pretended to be the autistic kid for the substitute teacher, and the whole class went along with it, and he just sat there and was like trying to act as retarded as he possibly could.
Dude, I did that same shit with one of my friends. I swear to God, I convinced his sub I was his helper. I swear to God.
Dude, yeah, that's what I helped Jay get up and walk over to the computer and fucking sat with him while he played cool math games on the computer. He just was fucking sitting there talking normal, and then she'd come over and he'd just try to be retarded again. It was so fucking bad. You're in like grade 5, so you just like, you don't know any better. You just kind of like, yeah, you know, haha. But looking back, that is, it was so fucked up.
Oh, mine was in high school.
Yeah, that honestly, that sounds like something
you know better than to do that then. What the fuck? Oh my god. You're awful.
Are you going to elaborate on the story? We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I just told the sub was a really old lady. And I was just like, yeah, he's, you know, special, and I'm his helper. And that's just what it was.
Imagine looking at Soup and thinking, yeah, that guy's responsible for another person's life.
That's the blind leading the blind.
Did you ever get a substitute teacher and, like, tell them the wrong name? Or you'd, like, agree with one of your friends to, like, switch names for the day?
Yep.
Yeah, as if it would affect their life at all.
Yeah, no, it's just like, but to you, it's like,
how she thinks you're Jim.
Yeah, dude, something you can get away with.
I used to do this really funny shit to my friends in school. Like, dude, it would be hilarious where like a teacher would be turned around at the board, like writing something or whatever, and I would sit like right next to my best friend, and I'd just be like, dude, can you stop? And he wouldn't be doing anything at all. And the teacher would just turn around and get on to him. And I kept doing it. And he got, like, sent out of the class. He got, like, wrote up. He literally did nothing. It was just me by saying, I was like, dude, can you please stop? And she would just turn around and be like, Dave, enough.
I used to just sitting there just listening. Shit.
Yeah, and he'd just be like, I'm not doing anything. And nobody said anything. Everyone went along with it.
We literally did the same shit. It was like, we do it during tests, though. Like, I was sitting there writing my test, and my friend was literally on the other side of the fucking room. And, like, it was, two of my best friends, we all used to, like, all three of us used to do it. And we literally on the opposite side of the room. And the teacher is just sitting there, like, whatever, marking tests already handed in. It's like, Matt, stop cheating, dude! Teacher got up, fucking took my test, and made me sit in the hallway. And I fucking failed.
Oh my god.
He just took my test because he thought I was cheating. So he fucking took it, sent me in the hallway, and my friend was... I was so fucking mad. I didn't talk to him for, like, 2 days, because I was so fucking pissed. I was so fucking AIDS.
I used to bring a laser pointer to school, and, I would sit in class. Usually, whenever there was like a class, I'd always try and get like a back of the class seat. I hate sitting like in the front of the class.
Yeah.
And yep. I would, like the teacher would turn around and be like writing on the whiteboard. And then she'd turn around and face the class. And I'd just take my laser pointer and like trace around the outside of her body. And just have like the whole class like laughing. She's like, what are you guys laughing at? Just like, I eventually got caught, but I had to like, they took it from me and I couldn't use it anymore. But yeah, I thought it was funny.
One of my buddies had a universal remote. And would like y'all change
the best.
Would change the shit on the projector, and dude, that's amazing. Like it was just some app on his phone, I think. And we would go to like Buffalo Wild Wings, and he would like change the stations and stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he got caught doing that at school, and I think he got expelled for like 2 weeks for it.
Really?
Shit. Yeah. Oh my
God,
I've done that. Yeah, that's funny. I've done that at a restaurant before. Actually, a couple of restaurants, you take your, like, well, you can't do it with iPhones. I don't think you've ever been able to do it with iPhones, but I know some, like, Android phones have an IR blaster on them.
So you can download, if you like, a remote app. An iPhone, you can.
Did I ever tell you guys about the... Did I ever tell you guys about the time that a sub showed us porn in class? Like, just no hardcore porn? I didn't?
No.
I feel like I might have brought this up at some point. Well, if I did, I'm sorry. I was in, maybe my first year of college... And the teacher had like a sub in, and he brought in he was a flaming homosexual, very homosexual. Okay. That matters because
so it was like sparkier kind of thing. Or?
Yeah, that's when I started to. No, okay, shut the hell up.
He was so cute.
He's like 80 years old, but and he was very gay. And he brought in a VHS tape, and we were supposed to learn about the Amish or something. So he brought in this tape.
Why would you need to learn about the Amish?
Look, man, I don't know. This was a class about like one of those like oral communication classes. We were supposed to give speeches
oral.
And stuff.
First, oral, huh?
It's all coming together. So just like
coming together.
Yeah.
But tell a story.
Let me tell the story.
Go ahead.
So for some reason this was like on a VHS tape, and so he was showing us the Amish stuff. Learned a lot about Amish that I never needed to know or cared about, but so he rewound it to a certain part, and apparently he also had gay porn on this VHS tape. So he what rewound it too far. He just goes, okay, well here's this other part. He hits play, and it's like a dude going down on a dude in a wheelchair, and it's like full on the screen, like all of it on the screen.
No way,
100%. No BS.
How did he react?
What grade were you in?
This was first the first year of college.
Oh, it was in college. Oh,
I was like 19 years old or 20 or something.
Why would he risk? He had to have known there was gay porn on that. Why would he risk? Oh. Using
he just wanted to see if he'd get any takers.
Bro, he didn't act surprised at all. He's just like, oh, he's like, actually, this is a beautiful, I shit you not. He was like, oh, actually, this is a beautiful scene right here. This is art.
What the
fuck? You can't make this up.
Please don't make sure
it wasn't still part of the Amish.
This is what the Amish don't want you to see.
They build a barn and then just fuck it in.
Dude, I was like, man, college is crazy, bro. That was like one of my introductions to college.
God, that is wild.
Yeah.
You guys, kind of sliding off your gay topic here. still on school though.
Topic,
did you guys ever do anything like did you have any like retarded little mini games you used to play at school with your friends to like keep yourselves entertained while without like being super obnoxious?
Who could yell penis the loudest?
Oh, okay, I remember the penis game.
Penis. Yeah. Why is penis so funny to like? I think penis is funny.
Children.
Yeah.
I feel like if we ever like all went to PAX, we'd play the penis game there still as adults.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is you can just do that and it's normal there. With all the other fucking weirdos walking around PAX, penis is the least interesting thing going on.
Whenever I was on the baseball team, we used to yell like "I'm gay" very loud during practice, just randomly, just be like "I'm gay," and we had this one like assistant coach one year who was like super jacked. He was so jacked that he couldn't throw a baseball correctly. He had to throw it like side-armed.
Oh my
god. Just because his biceps were so
big. Holy shit.
And he would get so fucking mad whenever we'd say like "I'm gay."
He's probably on roids.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely was, and he worked at like one of the workout supplement stores.
Oh, yeah.
Doing like SARMs or some shit.
And dude, he would just get so pissed every time we do it. And one day, he like assaulted one of my friends. Just like threw him up against the bench and was like, "Shut the fuck up, saying you're gay. Are you fucking gay?
You gay?"
He's like, "Yeah." He was like, "Are you fucking gay?
I'll show stop you saying it." Gays. He just fucks him on the field.
So funny. But yeah, we used to just do like stuff and shit like that.
In grade school, we used to facilitate wasp races. So let me explain this. So we had this
wasp?
Window, like
white Anglo-Saxon, whatever the hell.
No wasp. Like the things that look like bees, but they're dicks.
Oh,
wet ass sweaty pussy.
Okay, so we were in the portable. We had this class that's like in this little fucking dinky hut, fucking juniors outside, and it had these double glazed windows where you could open one pane and like it wouldn't be fully inside. So we used to trap wasps at recess in between the two panes, and they couldn't like fly in there for some weird reason. So they would just climb up the glass endlessly, and we would fucking sit there, and the whole class would just be watching these two wasps climb up the windows, and like we'd be like placing little like bets of like lunch snacks on which wasp would get to the top first. So like the teacher would be teaching and the entire class would just be staring at these two wasps slowly climbing up a window, and like one of them would fall, the whole class would just like fucking freak out, and the teacher had no clue what was happening. We did it all the fucking time. Anytime we could trap two wasps in the window, it was wasp racing. It's so wasp fucking dumb racing. It was so entertaining to watch, though.
Yo,
so fucking stupid.
Did you guys ever, like, when you're driving in a car in the backseat with your parents or whatever, and it's raining, did you guys ever have, like, raindrop races to see which raindrop?
Oh, yeah, still do. Still do.
Yeah.
Do you, like, look out the window and, like, pretend you're in a music video for whatever song's playing on the radio?
And you're just sad and
yeah.
Just,
oh. And it's like All Star or something. I don't like do stupid. That. You're just like, it's like, man, my life is so shitty. And it's just, hey now, here, All Star. God, we were a bunch of weird children. I wonder if there's anybody out there that's had like just a perfectly normal childhood.
No.
Great grades, like no joking around with friends.
Well, I feel like normal is a matter of like perspective, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because, like, a normal day for us is a fucked up day for an accountant. Like, yeah, he's supposed to be an accountant, but he played video games and edited a video today.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, that's like saying a normal day for a garbage man is a weird day for a back massager.
Yeah, you can put that exactly, in any situation.
It's relative.
Yeah, no, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I wonder if how many people have gone through a childhood and just, like, had, like, no issues. Just, like, a perfect childhood to just... Great grades.
Just maybe the royal family.
Friends didn't live. That's not normal, though. Super boring.
Yeah, I don't know. Like that. Fuck that. I'd rather die than have that.
Yeah.
This sounds awful. Not having any life experience. Childhood. Yeah, same. It's great. I love reminiscing and going back and thinking, wow, that was weird, and still being weird now. It's epic.
Yeah, you know what's really weird is the fact that we've been doing this podcast for about an hour now, so I think it's a good time to end it. And,
thank God.
And then
we're jerking off together, and whew, I mean,
are you gonna do your little outro, Soup?
My little outro.
Yeah, your little like, outro? Sub, blah blah blah, and then Gucci I tell dude I want to suck his butthole off, and then podcast ends.
Suck
Thank you guys for listening. If you're on Spotify, be sure to Spotify it up. If you're on YouTube, be sure
that
to
Spotify
like,
button,
like, comment, subscribe. We are the Goons Podcast. You are a person or a dog. Goodbye.